So we know that Colorado is a winter sports mecca. And for the past 6 months, an exploratory committee launched by Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has been looking into whether the games would be good for the state, and if so, how to do it. So what'd they say?
Well, Kyra, the committee came out with a thumbs up for the idea and layers upon layers of scenarios to keep taxpayers off the hook for the Olympics. Rob Cohen is a businessman and chairman of the committee. Here's what he had to say.
Our model is that there would be no taxpayer direct dollars used in the organizing committee or putting on the games. It's always hard to say no taxpayer dollars because they're going to drive, if we have the Olympic Games here, people are going to drive on roads that are paid for by taxpayers.
And Mayor Hancock and Governor John Hickenlooper support these recommendations. But as you previously reported, a group called No Olympics remains critical of the idea, right?
They do. They worry about the potentially hidden costs and say an Olympics is a distraction from the bigger issues facing Colorado, like affordable housing, transportation funding. Their own polling found that Interstate 70 is already congested enough in the mountains, and people fear that hosting the Winter Games would only make it worse. But the report said maybe there can be some upgrades to the interstate if the Olympics come, and that might be a legacy for the state.
So then what happens next?
The next thing is a lot of hurry up and wait.
All right.
And eventually there will be more dialogue and the possibility of ballot questions. No Olympics is still going to pursue its measure to ask Denver voters if they want the last say on whether any Olympics that uses taxpayer resources should come. And in a slightly different twist, the Exploratory Committee is also recommending there be a statewide vote around 2020 asking if people support the idea.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
That was KUNC's Michael DeJuana talking about a recommendation to move forward with plans for Colorado to pursue hosting a Winter Olympics, a debate that's sure to be ongoing in the coming months and years.